It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Small farmers, the fruit and vegetable vendor opposite our supermarket on Bush Hall, and President Donald Trump all have one thing in common. And no, it's not money. The issue is, how does a small business or a large economy, the largest in the world, remain competitive? Some of us read in a recent Wednesday Nation newspaper of Devon Slater and his Orange Hill pineapple farm. We learned about the varieties of pineapples he grows and his challenges with a shortage of land and the Beijing green monkey who also needs to live. But Devon Slater and Ras Ayon, the fruit and vegetable retailer opposite our supermarket, and President Trump share a problem of survival. The pineapple farmer has subsidized cheaper imported pineapples in the form of canned fruit to deal with. Trump has Chinese imports that are cheaper, and some of which may be of a superior quality to deal with. That trade deficit he is fighting by imposing trade tariffs on China. Ras Ayon has higher imported prices, which means his customers will receive less produce for the same amount of money. And the higher the cost of living, the more subsidized imported American goods and produce come into Barbados, the higher this country's trade deficit will grow. The pineapple farmer has an option to grow organic, which might lead to a healthier fruit. But that may also have its cost implications unless he employs the education had with the Organic Growers and Consumers Association. A true Bajan should be prepared to support local, which is healthier, and pay a bit more. But the retail fruit and vegetable vendor and the pineapple farmer also have to compete against bulk imported goods that are cheaper to the importer, as against local goods. And no amount of technology is going to dramatically transform such facts of life. Though warned, it was coming. The United States has seen its competitiveness eroded from decade to decade by China. Business is, of course, business. Now the Caribbean has a big problem with tariffs that could skyrocket its import bills, which means even tougher times for the citizen, despite the best intentions of government. Will the ordinary citizen then reduce their consumption for wants and getting things quickly, purchasing necessities, learning how to save money and cook, using more local produce such as spinach and breadfruit, focusing on needs rather than wants, saving and investing? It seems the times call for a rethink, better financial planning, and being frugal. These times also call for you to tune in every Monday and Friday on Voice of Barbados at 5 p.m. and join the thousands who lock on to Blockchain Business for news and frank analysis you do not get anywhere else, and much, much more.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.